We are Group B1, and our project is industrial wax ester production using engineered Rhodococcus josti. Our team has partnered with Rhyme Biotechnology to design an industrial-scale plant for the production of wax esters from a genetically engineered strain of the bacteria Rhodococcus josti. This bacteria's metabolic pathways have been engineered to accumulate wax esters under nitrogen limitation in culture. Wax esters are widely used in medicine, lubricants, and in cosmetics as an emollient. Demand for naturally derived cosmetics and personal care products is expected to contribute to considerable market growth in the coming years. Currently, jojoba oil is the primary source of wax esters in cosmetic products. However, farming jojoba shrubs is a land and labor-intensive process. Our goal is to use Rhodococcus josti as an alternative source of wax esters for the cosmetic and personal care industries. The plant we have designed will produce 2,300 metric tons of wax esters per year, comprising 10% of the 2025 projected global market for jojoba oil. Our process for culturing cells and extracting the wax ester product is divided into six steps. First, the culture media must be prepared and sterilized at 121 degrees Celsius to ensure the incoming media is free of contamination. Additional sucrose is sterilized separately as it will be added stepwise during the batch operation. The media components are then added to the bioreactor. Step 2 in our process is culturing the cells in the bioreactors. 20 bioreactors are operated in fed batch mode and time staggered to ensure continuous supply of product to the downstream processing units. There are three phases during this process. The first phase involves exponential cell growth for 45 hours, where the cells are grown to a high density. The second phase depletes nitrogen in the bioreactor and induces the production of wax esters in the cells. And the final phase continues wax ester accumulation with the addition of a highly concentrated sucrose stream to maintain nutrient concentrations until the fermentation ends at 96 hours. The culture slurry leaving the bioreactors is fed into a distack centrifuge to remove most of the spent media. The cells are then mechanically crushed in a bead mill, allowing for extraction of the wax ester product from inside the cells. A decanter centrifuge is then used to separate the cell debris from the remaining supernatant and wax ester product. This step removes any remaining solids from the mixture, leaving an aqueous phase rich in wax esters. The liquid media is sent to solvent extraction. Liquid-liquid extraction uses hexane as a solvent to extract the wax esters through polarity differences. Hexane is well suited to this application as it is immiscible in water and has a low boiling temperature of 60 degrees Celsius. The water and hexane streams are separated by centrifugal contactors, which apply a centrifugal force to separate two liquid layers based on density differences. The wax esters are then purified by evaporating hexane from the wax ester product and to allow hexane to be reused in the process. Our plant is located in Brazil due to the proximity of cane sugar for use as a carbon source. The plant is in the state of Espírito Santo near the port city of Vitória, giving easy access to North American and European markets. The plant is set up to allow for future expansion. Located inland off the coast, the wind direction is prevalent from east to west. This was taken into consideration when placing section 5 of the plant, which contains our solvent operations. As hexane poses a fire risk, it is located downwind from the rest of the plant. Most equipment is housed outside with a containment curb. However, due to the more stringent temperature requirements on the bioreactors, these units are housed in a warehouse-style building. There are three major waste streams leaving our plant. Two are primarily water and require treatment for the suspended solids, hexane, and biological oxygen demand before release. The third is spent biomass, exiting in a solid cake for incineration and cogeneration. The total capex of our project is $96.62 million. The cost of each piece of equipment was found through various sources and adjusted to find the delivered equipment cost to Brazil. The 20 bioreactors and compressors make up 17% of the total capex at $16.8 million. The total OPEX of our project is $48.38 million. Our primary source of revenue is the sale of wax esters to lubricant manufacturers and cosmetic companies. The major competitor of the wax ester product, jojoba oil, would be expected to sell for around $30 per kilogram. However, it is not known what the value of refined wax esters would be due to this process being completely novel. We conducted our economic analysis to determine how much we would need to sell of our product in order to satisfy a rate of return of 12%. We determined that our sale price would need to be $32.57 per kilogram. With this sale price, our payback period would be 9 years. In conclusion, our process will produce 2,300 tons of wax esters per year, which can be sold to cosmetic and personal care product companies to be included in items such as lipsticks and moisturizers. Producing wax esters for these applications with microorganisms is a completely novel process, so it is difficult to gauge the economic feasibility of a plant of this scale. Our next steps will be to consult with potential customers to gauge their interest in the product. This will help us determine if our selling price is realistic or not.